Yeah. I'm like, hello, miss. How you doing? I don't mean to be pursuing, but I'm always on my grind, huh? No, you won't believe it when I tell you I've been looking for you all my life, and now I'm finally happy that I found you. I don't know if you got a man or not, or you got some plans tonight, but I'm just trying to spend some time around you. Since we had this moment, if I don't leave with your number, I'ma probably spend the rest of my life thinking all about you. Told her I could pick her up for dinner around 7. She look like an angel, I ain't been as close to heaven. Ask about her passion, what she doing, where she headed. She said you a rapper, how'd you get so level-headed? Told her that this shit could drive you crazy if you let it. I try to let it be, try my best to never sweat it. I
ask Boom. About her charm and the grace, where she get it. The wine is kicking in. Nah, it's all good, though. Yo, what's up, y'all? Hey, man, yeah. Glad to be back. Well, let me start. Thank you for tuning back into another episode of Don Talk Podcast. I appreciate you guys, as always, you know. It's good to be back. Last week I put out an episode, you know, talking about taking a rest because I had strep, you know, your boy was down bad. And now we good. Well, we're better. Now, because of the temperature change, I want to say that my nose is all stuffy now. I also didn't take my Allegra pills, so that's on me, because I should have been taking it, but I haven't been, so that's on me. I blame myself for that. But yeah, it's you know, we good. I feel a lot better, aside from my nose being all stuffy, and now y'all gotta hear me sniffle and stuff for the next, I don't know how long this episode is gonna be, but yeah, it's, you know, it's good. Work is good. Life is good. I've been, you know, just kind of staying out the way, minding my business and putting up boundaries. And I know me putting up boundaries might have upset some people, but it's like, hey, I needed to put those boundaries up because that was for my growth, right? So now I'm more comfortable with what I'm supposed to be doing, or like, when it comes to certain things, it's like, nah, I can't budge on that because that's what I really want this to happen. So I'm going to put up my boundaries. And I know you might not like it, but that's not my responsibility, how you feel, right? Because I put up my boundaries. So I'm protecting myself, and I'm always going to do that. I have to take care of myself, because if I don't, who will? If I don't put up those boundaries, people are going to walk all over me. I can't have that happen. No, sir. Not me. Sorry. I have a little bit of energy. But yeah, so I might keep this episode pretty short, right? So last week I talked about, you know, taking your break. Like taking a rest because you need it, right? Because you should do it so that your body doesn't do it for you and then just kind of, you know, throw you out of whack or whatever. So, you know, like I said, last week we talked about a rest. This week, I'm telling you to get off your ass and go do what you're supposed to do. You know you have something you're supposed to be doing, and you're not doing it. Whether it's investing in, like, a course for yourself so that you can further your education in whatever field you're in, or if it's going to the gym, right? Eating healthy, all that stuff. Like, you know that there's something that you're supposed to be doing, but you're not doing it. Why? You have to get it done. Because if you don't, you're not putting yourself in a better position than you were. Something as simple as yesterday, last week, last month, last year, right? Our goal in life is not to be in the same place. Like, it shouldn't be your goal to be in the same place as you were last year. You should always want to be in a better position than you were the year before. That's where you should be at, right? And I know for me, like, those are the people I want around me. Like, people who I can honestly say I know a lot of, you know, scholars and stuff, like people who in school and like they've gone through master's programs, doctorate programs and stuff. So it's like, those are the people I want to surround myself with. The people who say, okay, like, this, like, I'm trying to better myself, right? And even though it's hard, because I know it's hard, right? I know it's hard, but somebody got to do it. And that somebody is you. You know what you're supposed to be doing, right? But do you even want to, like, why are you holding yourself back? Why are you playing yourself? Stop playing yourself. Just do what you're supposed to do. You know what you have to do. What you have to do is take care of business. You have something that needs to get done. Do it. Cross it off your checklist. So that when you do get it done, you can either move on to something else or you can take that rest that you want. Because there's a lot of, in working with the kids that I've been with, it's like, all right, we have them do a lot of, or like, you know, we do try to, you know, push the academic agenda, but we can understand that it's hard for them to do that. I'm actually going to turn on this light. That should be better for you guys who are watching on YouTube. Sorry, real quick. Shout out to you guys for, you know, continuing to watch back and stuff. And I've been getting a lot of love lately. And, you know, my friends are, like, actually sending me, in, like, they're showing me that they're listening to my podcast. And I don't know. I love that. That makes me feel good. Right? Not that I'm doing it specifically for that, but it's like, oh, like, encouragement. You know, I love that. So thank you guys. But back to what I was saying, with the kids that I work with, we have them, like, the goal is to try to, you know, get them to do as much work as they possibly can, but we know that their attention span might be very shorter than the gen ed class. So it's on us to realize, okay, like, if we're trying to get them to work and they're given a lot of pushback or they're not doing it, maybe they need a break, right? So being cognizant of that is, like, important, because you have to know when to push work and when to push a break. So you know that there's something that you need to do and that you might need a break, but it's also like, if you can do more, you should do more just to get it out the way, just to get it done. So get it done. Get her done. Yes, but man, I was listening to a podcast, A Place of Change Ministries by Eric Thomas. But they have a pastor TJ Tyus, and he was speaking about how he lives his life, right? So he was saying that, you know, a lot of us have the understanding that life is a marathon, right? So, you know, we should kind of carry ourselves in a, you know, like don't try to rush anything, because, you know, everything's gonna happen when it's supposed to, whatever, yada yada. But he was saying, you know, he lives his life in short sprints. And I thought that was interesting, because what he was saying was, for him to like complete, like, he feels good when he completes a task or, like, he gets a series of things done, right? And then he takes a break. And then he gets more stuff done, and then he takes a break. So that's how he operates, right? And I was like, dang, that's kind of cool. But then he went a little deeper, and he was like, we say life is a marathon, right? But that's essentially, it's not a bad thing, but we should shift that thinking, just because when you think about life at a marathon as a, sorry, when you think about life as a marathon, you're going to act as such, right? So you're moving at your own pace, which is cool, but sometimes you might gotta move at God's pace, right? Like, God might say, hey, like, we gotta be doing this, this, and this, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna get to it when I get to it, and that's cool. Because, like, I'm trying to provide, like, I'm trying to agree with both sides. But for this instance, I'm saying you got to be on God's time, because, right? Or you have to let God be in control. I'll say that. Because then it's like, when you're on God's time, you get the blessings, right? You'll be in the position to get the blessings you're waiting for, you deserve, what have you, right? But when you move at your pace, you might miss out on something, right? And yeah, there's the argument that, whatever's meant for you will always be there. Yes, I agree with that. But yeah, sometimes you might gotta, put some hustle in your step, put some pep in your step so that you can put yourself in that position to receive the blessing that you're deserving of, right? And I don't know, I thought that was crazy, man. I thought that was deep. I was like, ooh, that's a good one right there. That's a bar. Like, delayed obedience is disobedience, right? And the example that he used was, when for all my parents out there, right? Or like, even for like people who's listening, you're around my age, whatever. So the example he used was when parents call your name, right? They just call your name, like old school parents, like they just call your name. They don't say come here. They just, yeah, Akani. And me instantly, I'm, yes, what? And then they don't answer. And they call your name again, right? For me, I know I've definitely done this and I will still do it. Like, if I hear my name called and you're not saying anything else, you're not telling me what it is, then it's like, why do I need to go? Because chances are you're asking me to do something that I don't want to do. But from the parent side, or what he was explaining was, when you get called, you might be getting called, yes, to do something, but you might also be getting called to be blessed, to get blessed, right? And if you don't answer on time, or you move on your time when you want to do it, you might miss out on the blessing, right? He was like, he called his daughter. His daughter said, in a minute, and came down a couple minutes later. She was like, oh, what do you have for me? He was like, oh, nothing. I don't have anything for you. You missed it. And that, I don't know, man. That's deep. That's, ooh. Again, something to think about, man. Just like, put yourself in a position to receive your blessing, right? Yes, move at your pace, but sometimes you got to put some pep in your step, because it's like, all right, you got to move with some type of urgency, especially when you feel like you're getting called for something. That's when you have to put the urgency in, because you might miss out on a blessing. So, yeah, just something to think about, man. But the premise of the episode is, get your ass up and do what you're supposed to do. Handle your business. There's something that you're supposed to be doing. You know you're supposed to be doing it, and you're not doing it. Get to it. Stop wasting time. Stop playing yourself. Stop living below your greatness. You are bound for greatness, so act like it. You need to act like it. Yeah, this is my motivational speaker side coming out. Like, no, handle what you need to do. You might have to stay in this weekend. Don't go out. Save that money. Instead of that, pick up an extra shift if you can, right? Invest in that course. Read that book. Do whatever it is you need to do, because you know you're supposed to be doing it. But you're putting it off because you're saying, oh, I don't feel like it. Feelings take you somewhere where you don't want to go and leave you there longer than you should be. I think that's how the quote goes. But it's like, you can't always make decisions based off of feelings, because feeling, they come and go. So it's like, why would you make a serious decision based on your feelings, right? Like those people who make decisions based on, like, when they're super angry, you're probably going to regret the things that you did or said, because you did it out of anger and you weren't level-headed. So yeah, do what you're supposed to do. Don't rely on your feelings. Handle your business. And I know I'm talking to somebody. You do what you're supposed to do. I think that's all I got, man. That's all I got. So, again, if you don't end up doing whatever you're supposed to be doing, hey, that's on you, not me. I'm going to continue to live my life the way I do. And I know you'll continue on with your day, continue on with your life. But it's going to show up in, of, I want to say, like 5-10 years. Do the decisions you made today, made or didn't made today, are they going to affect you? How is that going to affect you in 5 to 10 years? Who knows? But again, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Don Talk Podcast. I truly appreciate you guys, especially everybody who has been showing love. You know, I'm super thankful. You guys see my dimples are dimpling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ecstatic. Like, I love it. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for real, for real. And yeah, man, you know, like, share, tell a friend, all that stuff. So yeah, y'all know where to find me, AKTheDon_ on Instagram, or Don Talk ENT on Instagram as well. And yeah, man, y'all know what time it is. It's Don T. Let's now we walking get it. Starlight. I'm a star, but you the one that starlight. She was 5'5", giant with her heart light. If I get it to the crib, then it's all night. But she told me take her back to her crib, so that's what I did, but damn, I ain't want to. Got a text like, damn, boy, I want you. Well, damn, what we gon' do? I had the crib cleaned up nice and the candles all lit, so the crib smelled nice. Couldn't figure what to wear, jumpsuit off.